Welcome, 92.5, the River Live in the River Music Hall this afternoon. The Indigo Girls are here. Their CD preview party is sold out at the Paradise tonight. Just to give people an idea, I guess, some insight into the lyrical content of some of the songs, which I thought were very interesting. And I hope I'm pronouncing this one right. Nuevas Señoritas.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Better than I pronounce it.
Wow. I'm shocked. That's the oldest song on the album, I guess. It's the last song on the album. And Amy, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I wrote that song after we supported a group of people down in Chiapas, Mexico, called the Zapatistas, that were fighting for their autonomy and their rights, and their rights to be represented in the government in Mexico as a democracy. And we funded a couple of projects for them. One was like a textile project, and the other was a water trucks. So I went down there just to check it out and be in their company. And Emily went down the second time, and I wrote that song for some of the women that sort of serve in the military as part of the Zapatistas. They station themselves deep in the jungle for months and months at a time, just to sort of protect the villages from the Mexican military that's sort of oppressively weighing down on them sometimes. That situation's getting better, though, you know, a lot better. There's more negotiations and stuff. So, but I wrote the song sort of for them, and a lot of the women activists we work with on a lot of indigenous issues, they work really hard, and a lot of them have full families, you know, like kids at home and partners, husbands or domestic partners, and they spend a lot of time working for their communities, and it's incredible, you know, the amount of work they do. So
it really is. It's nice you wrote a song for them. No, it's nice.
Yeah.
It's nice. And the title track, Become You, if you could tell us a little bit about that. I know that has something to do with your Southern
identity. Yeah, I'm from about four generations of Southerners, and last year this flag issue came up again in Georgia to try to change the flag from a Confederate flag. And, you know, in my area, I live in a very rural area. Everybody was pro-old Georgia flag, and I, of course, was pro-new Georgia flag. And I just had to look at sort of the dialogue that we have and the confrontations we have and look at, you know, what happens in communities that are divided. I think a lot of it's economics a lot of times and just weighs down on us really hard. And I think a lot of people that are in a bad situation economically are forced to sort of fight for the little that they have, and it comes out in bad ways sometimes, I think. So the song is dealing with that and sort of what the mainstream can sort of make you do as a person if you just fall into it, rather than just sort of thinking for yourself and trying to really decide what's best for the dignity of all of us.
Sometimes you have to make a conscious effort just to step back and think and do what's right for you.
Sometimes, you know, or for your neighbors, you know, and stuff. So it's sort of, I mean, my friends, they like the song, even though they don't understand it. So, you know, they don't agree with it completely, but they felt like it was sort of a cross between Sweet Home Alabama and Southern Man, which I thought, okay. That's like my that's it for me, too. I have a conflict inside, you know. I'm a Lynyrd Skynyrd fan all the way, but Neil Young is my man, too, so, you know.
Two well-respected names there.
In the South, anyway, yeah.
Yeah, well, even beyond the South. No question. The Indigo Girls are live in the River Music Hall this afternoon. So what's the last song you're going to do for us?
I don't know. Do you want to do
We're going to do Shame on You, yeah.
Oh, good.
Okay. Yeah.
Here it is on 92.5 The River.
Another song that my friends inspired turned into a political song, though, as usual.